Todd Bontrager joining Casey Miners of KR Broadcasting Sports Network as we preview all of the area boys basketball coaches here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. And Coach Bontrager, going to start your 33rd year as the head basketball boys coach at ESAC and Wall Lakeview Auburn. It's going to be a great accomplishment for you. And are you excited for the season to start?
Yeah, always ready to go, and look forward to working with another good group of guys, sure.
We'll talk about last year a little bit for you. You guys went 18-5, finished second in the Twin Lakes Conference, 9-2 overall into conference play for you. You had a great group of seniors that you lost. They're going to hurt a little bit, but bring back some really key contributors overall from last year's team. What did you think how the team played last year going 18-5 overall?
Yeah, I thought we had a really good year. You know, we were a senior-dominated group there. I had a lot of seniors out, so just a good group of guys that worked hard together and put together a pretty good year and kind of came up there a little short, almost pulled a big upset there in the district final game there. So, you know, get a good run at it. Just didn't play enough that night. But looking forward to this year. We got a good group of guys that are have worked hard in the offseason and trying to improve their game. And they had a good solid football season, and we got some guys that are fighters and great team players.
You mentioned that off season a little bit. What did you guys kind of do the off season to get better with having to fill some big holes along the starting lineup so far this season for you guys?
Yeah, you know, we got to get guys confident with scoring. So just working on, you know, guys just getting a lot of reps. With getting game shots up and stuff. And so, you know, it's just a matter of build some confidence. You know, early in the year here, we'll got to feel our way through there. But, you know, we got to be leaning on Sam Dillon pretty heavy early in the season. You know, he was a confident and effective scorer last year for us on the perimeter. So I'll be leaning on him. And we got some other guys that got potential, but it may take a little bit here as far as building confidence and filling roles.
Did you guys go to any camps, any shootouts for you that you kind of got a lot of that experience and kind of team chemistry flowing early in the offseason?
Yeah, you know, summer's hit and miss. You know, always have the same guys there throughout the summer. You know, Sam Dillon had an offseason, some surgery on his foot, so he wasn't with us really much there when we were doing our shootouts. So we're kind of missing him, but it gave other guys opportunities to, you know, get more shot opportunities and see what they can do there. But, yeah, we went to several shootouts and kept busy in the gym.
You mentioned Sam quite a bit there as we were talking. He's your lone returning starter from a season ago, averaged, I think, a little over 12 points a game for you guys, made over 73s, one of the better shooters in the area that we have. You know, what's kind of the step forward for him as he's going to be the senior leader, kind of go-to guy for this team next year, this season?
You know, out of necessity, last year he had to play point guard. So this year we're trying to looking to play him more of an off guard, move him off the ball a little bit more, maybe get him coming off screens a little bit more. But it takes a lot of energy to play the point guard position. So, you know, we're going to be leaning on him heavily. He shoots a three-point shot really well, you know, 40%. Second on our all-time single-season list, so he's made three-pointers on the season. So shot really well last year, but we're trying to, you know, he's got to kind of expand his game too and be a little more effective at, you know, attacking the lane and hitting some, you know, pull-up shots in the lane there, which he's capable of doing. Just, you know, last year didn't always need it, but he's going to have to do some more of that this year.
You mentioned he's second on the all-time three-point list. Does he have a chance to get first this season with a good season?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, if you thought of, you know, the other team's going to be keen on him a little bit more this year. So, you know, maybe a struggle to get there, but as long as we get him looks, you know, our job as a team is trying to find ways to get him, you know, good looks for shots there from threes. But he's already proven he's a pretty good shooter from three. We're just trying to expand his game and score a little bit more, higher rate this year for us. And help our team out best he can.
You're going to lose two big senior pieces from a season ago in Luke Wright and Caleb Eichhorn, both of them double-digit scores for you. Luke Wright, a post-presence, almost had double-digit rebounds and double-digit points per game a season ago for you. Where do you find scoring to fill that void, and who are some of the kids you expect to step up and really contribute very early on for this team this year?
Well, we've got Landon Spohr came off the bench late in the year last year and did a good job handling the ball, giving us some defensive quickness. He'll be handling the point position there. And he's got a good ability to get in lane, create things, attract the second defender, and find open guys. We got guys that can hit some open looks. Just, you know, guys, we don't have a lot of guys that can just create their own shots. So, but that'll be a big part of our success. Asher Lawler came off the bench every game last year and gave us some really good athleticism defensively. And I think he'll have the ability to rebound pretty well for us. Scoring-wise, he's got a good mid-range shot. Just trying to get him to get a little stronger, more explosive, to finish around the rim and get to the free throw line a little bit more. So, we'll be looking at Asher a lot there. Those are two guys that played varsity last year for us. So Asher's going to have to – he's our most athletic guy, and he was one of our top athletic guys last year. So with extended minutes this year, he should do well on the boards. And then we had a pretty good season last year with our JV kids. So, we've got to prove that we can play more. We have tough kids. They're going to play more aggressive than what we've had the last few years anyways. So, they're going to have to play more defense, apply more defensive pressure on the ball. And then, we just got to be more technically sound with our box outs. You know, a lot of nights we're going to be the undersized team. So it's got to be more technical with rebounding and improved tenacity there. And I think we can close the gap on what we've done in the past as far as rebounding goes. But that'll be a challenge. Other guys we got coming back, Jack Gold, played well during the JV season, probably led us in scoring most nights. And Jordan Omer has been working really hard at his game. And so those couple guys that can help us on the boards too. So, actually, our leading rebounder last year on JV would have been Cade Snyder. So he's going to be he's probably our most physical guy. He's a good 6'2", football build, strong presence we got. So he's going to do well defensively and holding down the boards there. So those are some guys that will help us out in that area.
Kind of taking a look at the schedule this season for you guys. You're going to get stuff kicked off on December 3rd against Woodbury Central. Turnaround, got a big matchup with South Central Calhoun. Just kind of looking at how the schedule plays out. You play Kemper this season, Audubon, some non-conference teams you'll see there. How do you feel the schedule plays out for you guys this year, and kind of how do you feel your strengths are going to be within that schedule?
Well, we've got a lot of roles. We're going to mostly worry about ourselves, filling roles and building confidence there, especially early in the year. But, our conference will be tough. Top half, we got Emmitsburg. We won the conference last year, got everybody back. And Manson Northwest Webster's got everybody back. They were a good team last year. So those are two teams at the top. We have to play really well with to compete. But within our conference, we'll compete night in, night out with most teams. So should be fine there. And, again, it's just, a younger group, inexperienced group we got here that we've got to be patient with. They're going to work really hard. They're going to play very hard together and be a strong united team. But they, it's going to take us a little bit. Early in the year, have some patience with building their confidence.
Todd, those are the only questions I have for you. I want to thank you for joining me, and good luck coming up this season.
All right. Thank you.